This episode brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Do you ever find yourself playing the budgeting game? Shifting a little money here, a little there, and hoping it all works out? Well, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive, you can get a better budgeter and potentially lower your insurance bill too. You tell Progressive what you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll help find you options within your budget. Try it today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law. Not available in all states.
If you're a lineman in charge of keeping the lights on, Granger understands that you go to great lengths, and sometimes heights, to ensure the power is always flowing. Which is why you can count on Granger for professional-grade products and next-day delivery, so you have everything you need to get the job done. Call 1-800-GRANGER, click Granger.com, or just stop by. Granger, for the ones who get it done.
This is the Rich Eisen Show.
What the hell? James Dolan strikes again.
Live from the Rich Eisen Show studio in Los Angeles.
You just asked me if I believe that if he's the right guy. Yes.
It's clear that Brunson thought the idea of Thibodeau not being back with the Knicks was absurd.
The Rich Eisen Show.
So congrats, Knicks fans. Back to a little bit of square one.
Today's guests, WWE superstar The Miz, actor Joshua Jackson, plus your phone calls, latest news, and more. And now, it's Rich Eisen.
Well, that's right, everybody. Welcome to this edition of the Rich Eisen Show. I'm back in the chair after 2 days off, hanging with the fam. Daughter graduated from sixth grade. We're stepping up. All of us are stepping up on this program. We step up every single day. And I want to thank Andrew Siciliano for sitting in this chair expertly for the last 2 days, hanging with y'all. Thrilled to be here at 844-204-RICH, being the number to dial on the program. Good to see you over there, Christopher Brockman. How are you?
Hey, Rich. Good. How are you, man?
Oh, good. DJ Mikey D.
Good morning, Rich.
G's Nuts. Good to see you, sir. How are you?
Good.
TJ Jefferson. The candle's already lit already. Good to see you.
I mean, it's great right now being a Mets fan is all I'm saying.
Okay.
Oh, polar bear.
That's all I'm saying.
Okay.
Let's go.
Just, look at you
I love
over
baseball.
There.
I love baseball.
You love baseball, do you?
I do.
You do, do you?
I do.
Okay.
Do you?
Oh, how you doing, man? Good to see you back.
I'm good. Thank you for being here.
Best team in baseball?
No, that's the Detroit Tigers.
I mean, only by record. What's that prove?
I mean, you know, let's put a pin in it. That's not how I intended to lead this program.
I know. Sometimes I bear you off on that.
Although I will talk about the Dodgers shortly with the Miz. Is going to join us. And you'd be like, Rich, why would you talk about the Dodgers with the Miz? He's a Cleveland guy.
He's a Cleveland guy
through and through,
yep,
right?
Yep.
He must be a Guardian fan. Why are you talking about... Stay tuned for that.
Uh-oh.
Yeah. Normally, you don't charge at somebody like the Miz
aggressive.
When he joins now 18 minutes time. But guess what? That's going to be money in the bank. You like that one? Do you like that one?
I like your style.
Do you like it?
I like
the case.
Even though he's not going to be in Money in the Bank.
He's not in.
But he's going to help us talk about it.
We have a case here. Maybe the four of us could have our own match. Get the ladder from outside. Climb the ladder.
Well, if I'm not mistaken, that's here in Los Angeles this very weekend, right?
It is. Right up the street.
At Intuit, don't.
I'm going to stand outside and say we'll podcast for tickets or something.
I mean, if are you going?
Not yet. Haven't.
Oh
I mean,
God.
Your wallet work, like your cards haven't been canceled.
If
right?
you go, if you go, you'll probably have gone to more WWE events in Intuit than actual Clipper games, right?
That would be a fact.
Okay. That's interesting.
That is not a
fact. Isn't that interesting? Because I believe they helped open Intuit, right? One of the first events in Intuit Dome.
No, wasn't that Bruno Mars, I think?
No, I know that, but one of the first events.
First big events was Raw.
Netflix at Raw was at Intuit.
Yeah,
so,
that's what I'm saying.
You were there.
I was there.
I mean, I feel like I'm talking to somebody who doesn't know wrestling over there.
Yeah.
Right?
He forgets the things he goes to. You know what I mean?
I've done so much. You know what I'm saying?
Anyway.
He's
also going to be in the American Century Championship later on in July.
Aren't you in that?
I am. Going to be perform. I have a residency in Tahoe coming up. I'm going to be performing.
Rich goes performing.
Uh huh. That'll be later on.
that a golf? Well,
I can't wait to talk with the Miz in 17 minutes. It's going to be great. Hour number three, Joshua Jackson's coming in studio. He's supposed to be here last week. I've never said this before, but I was called into jury duty. he was kind enough to just say, okay, I'll come right back. And I have questions to ask a man from Vancouver who's famously known for playing ice hockey as a child for the Mighty Ducks. Is he happy for Edmonton? Ooh. Does he root for Canada writ large?
As opposed,
I would imagine.
There's no Canucks Oilers rivalry, is there?
Yeah, but I think at this point in time, I think they're kind of united. I would think so.
All right.
Yeah.
So,
Canada.
Connor McDavid creating opportunities. Let's just put it that way. An overtime victory, and the Edmonton Oilers are on top of the Stanley Cup final, 1-0 over last year's team that was up on them 3-0 in the series. And so they're up on the Panthers 1-0, and we'll talk about that later on this program. But I want to talk to start this show about something that happened the first day I was out of the chair. And it caused me to repair to the home office, grab a phone, and react.
You repaired to your home office?
I did repair to my home office.
Now see, when I say something like Papa and you get mad, that sounds like someone who would have a home office. Who would repair to a home office is someone who gets called Papa.
You know what?
See, I'm just saying.
How about this? Is this better for you? I grabbed my phone and I ranted about James Dolan. Is that better? Talking more plain English to you?
Papa, set your man straight.
I'm going to retire to the office.
I thought that the New York Knicks, Leon Rose, the man who kind of runs the Knicks basketball operations, or at least is allowed to by James Dolan, the owner of the team, who I'm not a fan of. Famously, I might add, I guess, for those who listen to what we say on this program. I thought they were fine with Tom Thibodeau. I thought that, back-to-back 50-win seasons for the first time in forever, multiple playoff trips for the first time in forever in a five-year span also, first trip to the Eastern Conference Finals in 25 years. I thought that was sufficient to have him continue on as New York Knicks head coach, especially since last year's playoff season that ended against the Pacers and a flurry of injuries caused the Knicks to give Tom Thibodeau a contract extension through the 27-28 season, which is, deep into the future. And 1 year later, they lose the Pacers fully healthy, even though he apparently was running the team into the ground by playing the same guys over and over again with hardly what appeared to be minutes restrictions. They were healthy, mostly. So it kind of surprised me that Tom Thibodeau was fired on Tuesday. Let go. Thank you, Tom. We'll pay you the dead money. We'll pay you the dead money. But thanks for everything. And now we'll have to find out who's next. And, now what's coming out is totally off the wall over the last 2 days. You don't know what to believe. You don't know what to look at as truth or not. Mm-hmm. I've seen so many crazy off-the-wall reports. One, they all don't like Karl Anthony Towns. Because he doesn't play enough defense. He mopes when he doesn't get the ball on offense. Or, it's also Bridges. Bridges was complaining about his minutes.
Bridges. Back in the fall.
And this is a guy who's played every game since he came out of the womb.
Yeah.
Right.
And he's complaining. And that was supposed to be dead and buried. You're also hearing, it's Brunson. Or Brunson's dad.
There you go. Yeah.
But if you're into the Brunson we trust, which is what my initial reaction was like, listen to the guy who has led you out of the wilderness. This is what he had to say when Thibodeau's future was brought up to him in the final question of his final press conference of the season, the night they lost to the Pacers in Indiana.
When you talk about the confidence, obviously, I feel like nobody takes more criticism than Tom. And this team obviously has turned around during his tenure. Do you kind of feel that going forward, he's the same guy to lift you guys the rest of the way at next level?
Is that a real question right now? You just asked me if I believe that if he's the right guy. Yes.
Thanks, guys.
Thanks, guys. He's the right guy. I mean, the only guy who's won even double-digit playoff victories as a coach for the Knicks this century, Mike Woodson. He's long gone. But I guess we want to go back. What, we want to go back to the days of Jeff Hornacek, Mike Miller?
Well, Woodson is available. He recently left Indiana.
Understood. Yeah. How about Coach Fiz? Want to bring back David Fizdale?
Take that for data.
Bring him back.
Why not?
I mean, kind of got a raw deal.
Between 2012 really and 2020. Between 20. Could you remember Kurt Rambis coached the Knicks?
That's
he
right.
He did? Yeah. I forgot. Yeah.
Between 2012 and 2020, the New York Knicks head coaches Mike Woodson, Derek Fisher, Kurt Rambis, Jeff Hornacek, David Fizdale, and Mike Miller had 238 regular season wins combined. Since then, all the way up until Thibodeau being fired, 226 regular season wins.
That's when Phil was involved.
So what we're doing, we're going back to that, unless, hey now, you know, Knicks fans, we think the world of ourselves as if eliminating the injured defending champion Celtics, sparking a damn near makeshift canyon of heroes outside of Madison Square Garden, atop billboards, doesn't indicate that we are very full of ourselves to celebrate a second round win like that. What we think of the world of us. Oh, yeah. Dana Hurley's going to come running from Stores, Connecticut, because the reason why he didn't take the Laker job is he likes being an East Coast guy. He must have been waiting for Dolan and Leon Rose to swing the hatchet.
Right.
On Thibodeau at some point. Right. And that's why he didn't come west. I mean, Jay Wright wants to complete the Nova Knicks with the Nova coach, right? Didn't he tell PFT and Big Cat he wants to coach? When asked if he could coach a pro team, who would it be? He said the Knicks.
Yeah.
Wouldn't he want to do that?
He'll bring back suits to the sideline.
You know what? I think Knicks fans think so highly of themselves that if you really want to complete the Nova connection, the New York Knicks next head coach, the Pope.
Yeah.
Even the Pope will come from Vatican City to New York City and say, you know what, this whole pontiff thing, it's not for me.
Not for me.
I want to figure out how to work with Cat, even though the team is apparently upset with him.
I pray that doesn't happen. Pope's got a good gig.
Yeah, no.
Pope's got a good gig.
Hope he keeps it.
Well, we're looking at Madison Square Garden for the white smoke. I have no idea. Could it be Michael Malone, you know, whose dad was an assistant for a long time in New York? He's a New Yorker. I think, if I'm not mistaken, don't you and Michael Malone have something in common?
What?
Seton Hall.
Oh,
if I'm
yes,
not mistaken.
I think
you want to look that one up? Am I correct about that? There's that. Listen, we do think fully of ourselves, Knicks fans. Madison Square Garden is a great place to work. Unless you look at the flow chart and you see, oh, that's James Dolan, who's the guy who's in charge.
He attended Seton Hall Prep.
Prep.
I went there too.
Yeah. Okay.
I went there for 2 years.
He finished at Loyola.
There you go. Thank you.
Yeah,
thank
good
you
job,
for
Rich.
Listen. What to do with the Knicks? Oh, it's just a little tweak. You just need a little tweak. It's just, let's find the right players to mix with these guys. And, you know, that's all you need. Oh, wait a minute. Let's bounce the coach. Is Giannis going to want to come now? Who's going to be the coach? Would he want that? Do you want that? I just don't, you know what? I can't wrap my arms around it. Which is right? Thibodeau ran these guys into the ground. And Carl Anthony Towns really, in the end of the day, wasn't a great fit. defensively.
Defensively, yes.
Okay.
But you knew what you were getting.
Oh, hold on a minute.
Right.
Hold on a minute.
He is who he is.
And Thibodeau doesn't deserve another year with these guys because he suddenly did discover playing Mitchell Robinson maybe in the starting five too late because it was the middle of the playoffs. And, you know, Windhorst, whose word to me is gospel, says him using other rotations against the Pacers went ahead and showed, oh, he really wasn't as innovative as you need to have as a head coach. And so you do need a different voice because these guys are sick of his voice, and so he's got to go. Is that one thing? Or this guy has been part of the turnaround. You know, there's a reason why Chalamet is walking with an extra pep in his step.
Chalamet.
Well, that's a Kardashian thing.
Listen.
I mean, got a point.
We got to clip that.
There's a reason why Brunson is doing what he's doing and the rest of the team is doing what they're doing because the head coach knows what the hell he's doing. And at the end of the day, why they lost to the Pacers couldn't have been fixed by Landry Shamet playing DeLon Wright more minutes. Does that mean that they're more fresh at the end of a game? Is that what it is? It just seems like a ton of finger pointing, and it's just like, what are we going to do?
Other side of the coin, right? This Knicks run, a little bit fluky, a little bit fugazi. The Cavs kind of pee down their leg and get bounced. The Celtics don't make any shots. Historic collapse in games 1 and 2. And then Tatum gets injured. And then you kind of see who they really are against the Pacers. They're a team that in this playoffs routinely was down 15, 20 points in these games.
They were not the better team against the Pacers. The Pacers were the better team. The Pacers are playing tonight in Oklahoma City. Yes, the game won bucket to tie the game by Halliburton was fluky, yes, but the Pacers were the better team. And you could say better coach team, and if you think that this guy isn't the man, then you better find somebody really damn freaking good.
And fast.
And somebody that if you do want to take the step up with Giannis, that he's going to be like, I will force my way to New York because they don't have the proper amount of players and draft choices that you would think they could get from other people for Giannis. Bottom line is I don't like it. And until I need to see who's next. I kind of feel like the way it was with Soto. Didn't like it when it happened. Mm-hmm. Did appreciate it when I saw all the other people that they got with the money. Let's see who the Knicks are going to get. But right now, I just doesn't compute. So we'll talk about this in hour number two a little bit more with James Edwards of The Athletic. 844-204-RICH, number to dial. The Miz is going to join us next. And I can't wait to chat with The Miz because I got something to say to him. And he knows what I'm saying because I texted it to him. Okay? That's coming up next. Let's talk about Brunt work boots, people. When I got my set of Brunt work boots sent to my house, opened the box, my first thought was, wow, these look amazing. My second thought, once I put them on, I thought, wow, not only are these easy to put on, but they feel incredibly comfortable for a work boot. They deliver the protection also and durability you need on your job site if you wear work boots for a living. And on top of that, Brunt isn't just about work boots. They offer a full range of high-performance gear built for tough jobs, from heavy-duty work pants to weather-resistant jackets. Brunt designs durable, reliable workwear to keep you protected and productive in any condition. They look amazing and, again, feel amazing. Brunt didn't just make a durable work boot. They reinvented comfort for the hardest workers out there. For a limited time, our listeners get $10 off at Brunt by using code RICH at checkout. Just head to bruntworkwear.com. Use my code RICH. You're all set. Even better, Brunt lets you try all their products on the job, risk-free. After you purchase, they'll just ask where you heard about them. Please support our show and tell them our show sent you.
This episode brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Do you ever find yourself playing the budgeting game? Shifting a little money here, a little there, and hoping it all works out? Well, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive, you can get a better budgeter and potentially lower your insurance bill too. You tell Progressive what you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll help find you options within your budget. Try it today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law. Not available in all states.
This episode is brought to you by Navy Federal Credit Union. Navy Federal can help you find and finance the right vehicle with ease. And this summer, you're in the driver's seat with savings. You could get a $250 bonus when you buy your next car through Navy Federal's car buying service powered by TrueCar and finance with Navy Federal. With this tool, you can find the vehicle that's right for you as you search through inventory and compare models. And you can get an amazing rate when you finance with Navy Federal. Navy Federal strives to support all active duty veterans and their families to achieve their personal and financial goals. And this partnership with TrueCar is one of the many tools Navy Federal uses to help its members. Make your plan with Navy Federal and TrueCar today. Navy Federal Credit Union. Our members are the mission. To qualify for the $250 bonus, car purchase and financing must be completed by September 2nd, 2025. Terms and conditions apply and are available at NavyFederal.org/TrueCar. Credit and collateral subject to approval. Navy Federal is insured by NCUA. All right, back here on the Roku Channel Radio, will join us in a moment. So, as you know, I went to the Yankee-Dodger series this weekend. Mike Del Tufo went to the Saturday game where the Dodgers destroyed the Yankees.
He's
so upset about it because he's such a diehard Yankee fan that he still loves the Dodgers anyway. I'm a real Yankee fan.
Right.
So when I went Friday night and they were up 5-2 and then they're, you know, the Dodgers piled it on and then got two more and late innings, and it was obvious this thing was over, and the Dodgers were all doing their stupid dances with each other, and I'm just furious, and the Dodger fans are just having a blast. And then all of a sudden, just in the middle of just me being miserable, on the big diamond vision screen comes, you know how they have celebrities?
Yeah,
make some noise, Dodger fans, make some noise. Up pops a friendly face.
Oh.
Yeah. Somebody who I really adore. Oh, and I don't mind if he knows this.
Oh, who's that?
His name is The Miz.
Whoa.
And he's a Cleveland fan. And I'm like, what the hell is this? So I text him. So now I ask you, sir, WWE superstar The Miz, what the hell? Miz?
So like maybe like 4 years ago, I was in the celebrity all-star game, which, by the way, I was MVP of. Celebrity softball game. And they were like, hey, will you do a kind of rah-rah for the fans here at Dodger Stadium? I'm like, absolutely. When I'm there, I'm ingrained in the soil. So they're going to allow me to play on their baseball field, a Major League Baseball field. Yeah, I will say let's go Dodgers all day long. And by the way, Dodgers are pretty good.
No, I know.
Like, they know how to buy a team just like the Yankees do.
Oh.
I'll tell you who doesn't buy teams.
Attaboy, the Guardians.
And Guardians still make it to the playoffs every single year. They don't need my rah-rah speech because they know how to get people from the ground up and breed just star players.
Yeah. You know what? And again, the Guardians took care of the Yankees last night 4-0, so I'm extra pissed right now, Miz. I'm extra pissed right now. And our radio audience has just returned here on the Rich Eisen Show. I've got the Miz who's, you know, telling Dodger fans to cheer for the Dodgers on the Diamond Vision because they rolled out the carpet for him, 4 years ago? For your celebrity
Four or 5 years ago.
Now, but did you sign something? Are they going to be able to use this forever?
I love baseball. Some people don't love baseball. I love baseball. I grew up playing baseball. I love the smell of coming in and freshly cut grass, taking a ground ball, throwing it to first base. Like, these are the things that I miss and I love. Like, I was a pitcher for the Normandy Invaders in high school, captain of the baseball team, love baseball. So when the Dodgers say, hey, we have the All-Star game this year, you want to play softball here? Wait, I can play on a major league like field?
But just because
You need from me, I am here.
Just because you homer off a Tony Danza doesn't mean you give them a lifetime right to use a Guardian fan in front of, like, what if
I'm in front pitching of their fans?
What if you, but
where
what if
Kershaw pitches? One of the greatest pitchers ever to play the game. God. I'm lobbing.
What if
4-mile-an-hour softballs?
What if your Guardians make the World Series against them and they use you
against your team, Miz. What is that never computed?
They never thought about
that. Thought about that?
They computed me when I was doing that. I was saying, let's go Dodgers. I mean, I'm playing on the field. Let's go.
Oh, man. So just to, I had somebody take a picture of my just how disappointed I was when I saw this. I've got a photograph of it. This is how my disappointment. Oh, wait a minute. No, that's not me. That's you on a plane.
Oh, that's cold.
Learning about the moment your Browns did what they did atop the draft, Miz. I'm
you
sorry.
You know what that's the worst part about that is? I walked on to that plane.
Yes.
And Angelo Dawkins, who is a huge Cincinnati Bengals fan, was on that plane as well. And we were basically going back and forth. I'm like, you don't get it. We're getting the best football player in the draft. Mm. There's no one better. Everyone's talking about it. We're getting Travis Hunter. He plays offense. He plays defense. He is a generational talent. That is what we're getting. Now, everyone's listening in first class because that's where I sit. Everyone's listening to this, right? And I'm just bragging up a storm. So then the draft isn't for like another 3 hours. So I'm taking a nap. And all of a sudden, I hear Angelo Dawkins go, oh! And I'm like, what? And he's like, they just traded out. I go, no, they didn't. I look on my phone and I see the Browns traded out. And this is, and I went, oh, and that's the shot. Now everyone is staring at me. That lady next to me, a person in front of me, because they heard my speech on how we're getting Travis Hunter. Now everyone's making fun of me. And so that is the picture that is taken. Now, I did not know the haul that we would get for the second pick. I didn't realize what we were going to actually manufacture for the Cleveland Browns. And people talk about this draft. I love this draft. I wanted Shedeur Sanders as the second first round pick. I wanted to trade up before the Pittsburgh Steelers to steal Shedeur Sanders. Now, we didn't do that. We went into the fifth round to get the guy that I wanted in the first round. Then we got someone to add on to the defensive line with Myles Garrett in the first round. We got linebackers. We got two running backs. We got a tight end. You name it, we got it. We're going to the Super Bowl. I am ready. Over here on any Titantron that the Cleveland Browns want me to rah-rah them on.
Now, listen, you're talking to a Michigan Wolverine, so I can personally attest to Mason Graham's awesomeness, as can the running back that the Browns drafted in Quinshon Judkins, because for some reason, the Buckeyes kept running directly at Mason Graham for an entire day last November. That made me very happy, quite honestly. But the Shedeur stuff, man, like, I can't believe he lasted to the fifth round. And I can't believe that the Browns drafted him anyway after taking Dylan Gabriel. That was wild. I mean, that Browns draft we'll be talking about for years, Miz.
Yeah, especially when Shedeur becomes the franchise quarterback and we become geniuses and he becomes like the next Tom Brady, if you will. So, I'm pretty excited about getting Shedeur. I think everyone's talking about the circus. Let the circus come to town. I'm a huge fan of Big Top Pee Wee. Like, I love that movie. I love circuses. And, you know, the Cleveland Browns, I'm used to it. And it usually doesn't go in our favor, but I think this time it will. A lot of people have been talking about rookie OTAs, how Shedeur is miles in front of Dylan Gabriel. Yes. I don't know about that, right? It doesn't really start until game one of the NFL, and we see how he plays with what defenses are going to give him and how he's able to read an offense or a defense. So I'm excited to see what he does, and I'm glad that we have a guy like Joe Flacco. I wasn't at first because Joe Flacco I have many bad memories of as a Baltimore Raven, but to have him in our locker room as a person to learn from, he's a Super Bowl winning quarterback. You got Kenny Pickett, Super Bowl winning quarterback. You could say that as well. Yes. Who will be cut? I don't know. I just can't wait to see what will happen during, you know, OTAs, practices, preseason, to see who actually gets that starting job and who actually shines through. Because we don't know. We can speculate all we want because that's all we do. But who's to say that Dylan Gabriel isn't the starting quarterback for the Cleveland Browns in game one? Who's to say Shedeur Sanders isn't the starting quarterback of the Browns in game one? Not me. I'm ready for it all.
So
Kevin Stefanski is an amazing coach and knows how to develop talent.
And he's going to have that opportunity. That's for sure. And I just love seeing this face, this excitement, as opposed to the guy I saw on the plane.
I mean, my favorite was your text to me was like, did this really happen? What do you mean, did it really happen? Yeah, it really happened. I mean, it's happening. Yes.
You know?
I'm glad that everyone got a really pleasing out of this.
Oh, yeah.
But the thing is, you didn't see my face like 5 minutes later when I saw what we got. I didn't take a picture of that.
No, I did not. No, I did not get a photograph of that.
You also didn't hear me cutting a promo on every person in first class about the hole that we got. They didn't take a picture of that.
WWE superstar, celebrity softball superstar, first class flying superstar, The Miz here on The Rich Eisen Show. All right. You are not in Money in the Bank, but that is taking place this Saturday in Los Angeles. So that's pretty cool.
Intuit Dome. Yeah. I'm a two-time Mr. Money in the Bank. I've been able to cash in. So this is one of the most important premium live events that WWE has. And the reason being is when you win the Money in the Bank contract, you can cash in anytime, anywhere to become a world champion. And it's how I've become a two-time WWE champion and a two-time Mr. Money in the Bank winner. Like, this is an opportunity that all these superstars truly have, and it's one of our biggest PLEs, and I can't wait to see who actually is Mr. Money in the Bank and who they actually cash in on. And do they do it that night? Because it has happened before.
Well, TJ, you've got a case, don't you?
I've got a case right here. I didn't have to fight anybody off, Miz, and climb up a ladder. I got it for free, but you actually signed this joint for me, so I appreciate that. Miz, right now, there's the big story. I got to ask you about this, obviously. The big thing going around is R-Truth. I don't know how much you can or want to comment on that, but it's obviously something a lot of wrestling fans are a little bit up in arms about. So can you just give us your thoughts and your memories of your former tag team partner, your former tag team champion partner?
I've had some of my greatest moments in a ring with R-Truth, winning the tag team titles, standing on a ladder at WrestleMania and literally hugging him and looking him in his eyes and be like, this moment is yours. Like, cause it was, we built that moment for R-Truth. And he is an amazing talent, not just inside the ring, but if you listen to any of his music on Spotify or Amazon, if you want to support him, definitely go and get his music because it's incredible. He's an incredible human being. In the locker room, not just in the ring, and what you see outside the ring, he's a positive aura. And I don't think we've seen the last of R-Truth, Ron Killings. I think that he's an immense talent, and we'll see. And I think the future is bright for him.
Couple minutes left with The Miz here on The Rich Eisen Show, two-time WWE champion. Next time you and I see each other, sir, we'll be at the American Century Championship in Lake Tahoe. I will be playing in it for the first time.
Oh, you will be? I'll beat you. There's no doubt in my mind I'm going to win.
Well, simple. Sir.
Hold on.
Sir, I have your last 3 years.
Let's not talk about that.
Finishes.
Let's not talk about Miz, the last three stuff.
I know you're used to flying first class, but these look like last seat, middle seat coach, sir, last row.
I beat A-Rod and Jason Kelsey last year. Okay. I mean, does that count?
No, sure.
Yes. Yeah, I was like 10th last place. Okay. I get it. I started a YouTube channel called Miz Golf.
Yep.
And it's my quest to be the best at the American Century Championship. And that is exactly what I plan on doing. My swing is better than it's ever been. I've been with some of the best trainers in the world. George Gangus, James Ledbetter have all been dialing me in.
Yes.
Getting me ready. Topgolf has been literally hands-on with me. Getting me where I need to be with my driver, my putter, my chipping. I am going to be an ace out there. I'm going to beat Charles Barkley. I'm going to beat you. Okay. I might even beat Marty Fish. I don't know.
Oh,
I don't
know. Whoa. Miz. Now, I mean, this isn't the Dodger Stadium Jumbotron, okay, sir? This is something you're going to have to deal with. You know what I mean? Marty Fish. Okay, listen, I need to work on my game, I'm not going to lie, but I will be there. I just started a new channel called Rich Golf. I'm just lying. But I'm going to hone my craft, but at the very least we'll get to hang out, which I'm looking forward to. Very much.
We're going to have a great time. Every time, honestly, American Century Championship is one of the best events that I do all year. I look forward to it. It's so amazing for families and friends all to come in and watch celebrities who are not pros. Some could be actually like Romo and Fish, but others like myself, you get to watch us shank balls and not be the pros that we really are. So I'm really good in WWE, but when there's 1,000 people watching me golf, I can barely feel the club.
Oh, God. Yes. Steph Curry's going to be there, too. I mean, every quarterback under the sun in the NFL will be there. Okay. You know what we're going to do before we let you go?
Okay.
It's the win-loss game.
Let's go.
For the Cleveland Browns. Okay. And I need music.
Is it this season?
It's this season. Okay. It's this season, and we're doing it with, you don't know who the quarterback's going to be.
No.
You don't know, but I can't afford to just wait for that, you know, because we might not know until like before week one of the season, and I might not have you on the show just for that. So I need you now, pretty much. Okay, here we go.
I'm ready.
The win-loss game of the Cleveland Browns with WWE superstar The Miz. Home for the Cincinnati Bengals, sir. What happens in the season opener?
We have Cincinnati Bengals' number. We've always had Joe Burrow's number. Myles Garrett's going to get after the quarterback, and that's exactly what's going to happen. Week one is a win. Angelo Dawkins is not going to be happy, but we really don't care who's happy and who's not. We're winning that one. Joe Flacco at quarterback is my guess.
Well, guess what? If that's the case, then you're sending Joe Flacco into Baltimore week two, coming off that win. What happens there?
I mean, come on. Joey F. Is going back to Baltimore, and he's going to take it to Lamar. And we're going to win that game as well because it's a revenge game. And we all know what happens on revenge games. We win.
2-0. Home for the Packers. What happens then?
Packers are a very good team, but we're home, right? And we're going to win at home. And, you know, there's been a lot of controversy whether we're going to get a dome or whether we're going to stay in the lakefront. I don't think that's going to matter. It's not going to be that cold. It might rain, but that's okay. Because we're going to beat the Green Bay Packers.
3-0 at Detroit. What happens?
Detroit's not the same team. They don't have their offensive coordinator. They don't have their defensive coordinator.
He's not wrong.
So they're going to not be the same Detroit that they've been. They're going to be the same old Lions back in the day. And so we are going to beat them.
4-0 heading to Tottenham. You're going to London against the Vikings. What happens then?
By the way, I'm witnessing who we're playing, and I'm seeing the schedule. This is the first time I've seen the schedule. This is a tough schedule.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, my God.
Yeah. You're in a tough division. You're in the AFC North. You play the NFC North. What happens against the Vikings in London?
Oh, my gosh. I mean, of course. I mean, you know, it's in London. Yes. And I feel like we can take it to Minneapolis, Minnesota. So I think we're gonna win that one.
That's
definitely.
5-0 at the Steelers.
Yes. Oh, Steelers, I think we're going undefeated against our entire AFC North. I don't think we're going to lose. They don't know who their quarterback is. A lot of people say it's Aaron Rodgers. I think he's going to literally go somewhere else just to troll the Pittsburgh Steelers like I would do. So I think that's what's going to happen.
Okay.
So we're going to beat that.
All right. I just put the other wins down, too. So you're now 6-0 taking on the Miami Dolphins at home.
Nobody knows what's going on with the Dolphins. I mean, will the coach still be there? Tyreek, is he still going to be there? I think the Dolphins are not going to be as good as what people think they might be. And so we are going to dominate. It's not just going to be like an easy, like a hard game. It's going to be an easy game. We are going to dominate them.
7-0 at the Patriots.
With Joe Flacco, by the way.
Okay, sounds good. All right, you're calling your shot here. 7-0 at the Patriots.
At the Patriots, I love Vrabel. Vrabel's always at the American Century Championship.
That's true.
He's very good. He's fun to talk to. He's a guy that can really motivate a team into success. I just don't think it's going to happen at week 8. I think it's going to be, I think they're going to be a good team this year. They're not going to be a great team. They're going to be a good team, but they're still going to lose to the Browns in week 8.
8-0 coming out of the bye at the Jets, Miz.
This is where it starts to get a little wonky because I think Flacco might take a seat in the bye, even though we're 8-0, right? Even though I think we're looking to the future and we're looking to see, hey, you know what? We did really well in those 8 games.
Yes.
The team feels good. There's great camaraderie, but I think we need someone that's going to take us over the hump, that's going to really lock it down. Shadur is our new franchise quarterback going against the New York Jets. Why? Why do you say? Because it's a big market team and we like the circus. Bring on the circus. And so Shadur takes the Browns over the New York Jets.
Yeah, 9-0. And now I imagine 10-0 since you say they beat the Ravens, since you don't lose in division, right?
Yes.
10-0 at the Raiders.
I'll be probably at that game because I just moved to Las Vegas and I'm ingrained in the soil here. So let's just attend that game. And since I'm attending that game, they're not going to lose.
All right.
Hey.
Home for the Niners now.
Who are the Niners? Do they even have an identity anymore? I don't think so. I mean, Brock Purdy, that's about it. I mean, Kittle's great. We get it. But I just don't think they have the same identity that they had about 2 or 3 years ago. And so they're going to lose.
12-0, home for the Titans.
Oh, this is going to be great. Two rookies going head-to-head to see who should have been the first-round pick. And Tennessee's going to be like, man, we should have taken Shadur. Probably should have, because you're going to lose.
13-0 at the Bears.
The Bears.
Oh, Seth Rollins is going to be rolling around saying, oh, Mikey boy, you know, Caleb Williams, this guy. Not going to happen. We're taking it to the Bears, and we're going to beat the Bears because they're the same old Bears.
14-0, home for the Bills.
Sorry, Josh Allen. You might be able to do things in Buffalo, but Cleveland's going to be able to do things to you, and we're going to beat you.
15-0, home for the Steelers and at the Bengals. Are you saying it's
17-0? I told you, we are going undefeated.
Yes.
Once again, that is my prediction. We are not going to lose, and then we're going to the playoffs, and then we're going to the Super Bowl, and it will be the greatest season that anyone has ever seen. And everyone that's talking about the draft and talking about Shadur and the circus, they're going to be like, you know what? The Browns are geniuses. They know what they're doing. Andrew Berry is amazing. Kevin Stefanski wins Coach of the Year once again. Shadur is the Rookie of the Year. Myles Garrett wins not only Defensive Player of the Year, but wins the entire MVP of the league.
Yep.
Hello to the Cleveland Browns in 2025, 2026, baby. We're going to the Super Bowl.
And goodbye to that face in seat 2B. On the night of the draft.
She's like, what is going on?
Such a great picture.
You're the best, Miz. Thanks for the time, man. I'm told that we got to let you go.
Oh, yeah, and not to mention that someone is the new host of American Gladiators.
Oh, that's right.
Dial up to 100. We're going to make sure that we represent the old, but bring in the new. And I can't wait for everyone to see American Gladiators on Prime Video coming up. Probably pretty soon.
Okay.
We'll see.
And then check out Ms. Golf on a YouTube channel. And then, of course, American Century Championship, July 9th through 13th, which you'll be able to see on the NBC family of networks. Money in the Bank coming up Saturday, this Saturday at the all-new Intuit Dome in Los Angeles. You're the best, Ms. Take care of yourself,
Thank you guys very much.
You better.
Thank you guys.
Ladies and gentlemen, the Miz. There he goes.
Oh, that's
there so he goes. Tremendous. The best. The best.
Tremendous.
He is just always...
on.
Spot on. the new Mike Adamley, right?
That's right.
Wasn't he the old American Gladiator?
Larry Zonka.
Remember that?
Which is funny. I was just watching the documentary of American Gladiator last night.
It's so good.
Yeah. Oh, my goodness gracious. 17-0, man. And, you know, not just 17-0.
He said it with his chest.
But benching an 8-0 quarterback on a bye week to start a Raw rookie who then finishes the season 9-0 and wins the Super Bowl.
Yeah.
Something Jaden Daniels couldn't do last year. Nope, not even move. Make it.
They make movies about stuff like that.
They sure do.
You know what I mean? And you'll probably be in it.
Even the safest drivers still encounter unsafe conditions. So it's important they do it in a safe vehicle. And Hyundai's offer available class executive advanced safety features to help keep you protected against the many challenges the road throws your way. Basically, in a Hyundai, you can drive as safely as possible and enjoy your journey in confidence and style. When you change lanes, signal check for traffic and enjoy the added safety of Hyundai's available blind spot view monitor. Constantly scan for dangers and take advantage of Hyundai's standard forward collision avoidance assist to help prevent accidents by alerting you of imminent collisions and automatically applying the brakes. Stay alert at all times and be thankful that Hyundai's standard driver attention warning system monitors your attention levels and can bring your focus back on the road. Safety is all about making the right decisions on the road and when selecting a vehicle. Learn more at HyundaiUSA.com. Call 562-314-4603 for details. Let's talk O'Reilly Auto Parts, people. They're in the business of keeping your car on the road. O'Reilly Auto Parts offers friendly, helpful service and the parts knowledge you need for all your maintenance and repairs. They've got thousands of parts and accessories in stock, either in-store or online, so you never have to worry if you're in a jam. The team at O'Reilly Auto Parts can also test your battery for free, in or out of your car. If it needs to be replaced, they'll help you find just the right battery for your vehicle. Need your windshield wipers replaced, a brake light fixed, or a quick service? Well, they'll help you find the right part or point you to the nearest local repair shop for help. I know, because it's happened to me. The professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts are your one-stop shop for all things auto do-it-yourself, and you can find what you need in-store or online. Stop by O'Reilly Auto Parts today or visit us at O'ReillyAuto.com/Eisen. That's O'ReillyAuto.com/Eisen. What's the craziest liquid you've seen placed in?
There's been margaritas made out of it.
Do they salt the rim?
Well, they did once, but we learned that you can't do that because it actually turns the silver black.
Ooh.
Oh. So we don't do that anymore. Oh, yeah, it's just the alcohol that goes in.
So somebody did, in fact, salt the rim of the bowl of the Stanley Cup to serve a margarita.
Wow.
And you learn the hard way that it affects the color of the cup itself.
Yes.
I guess trial and error.
Yeah.
And drinking.
Has it ever gone missing?
It's missed, the odd connecting flight.
Okay.
Ooh.
What do you mean? Hold on a minute. You check this? This thing gets checked?
We have to check it. That's the only way we can fly with it. We'll get to the airport. We'll check in, and then it has to go through TSA like any other oversized baggage.
Right.
Once they check it.
So you've waited at an oversized baggage carousel waiting for the Stanley Cup to come.
Yes.
It's
the only way to travel.
I get nervous when it's my own bag, but the toiletry can.
Golf clubs and the Stanley Cup.
Somebody mentioned Alexander Ovechkin earlier.
Yeah.
I do have a story with him. Like, he's talking about food put in the bowl. You see everything: chicken wings, pierogies, ice cream, cereal. But he put in $15,000 worth of caviar in the bowl. So that's his crazy thing.
What is? So $15,000 of caviar
just piled
fills
it up in there. Yes.
Okay. Was it above the rim, or did they put in
a bit of ice in the bottom? But then when they did put it in, it kind of came above the rim for sure. And there's some great photos of it. And everybody dug in, had their little spoons, and dug in. So it was pretty cool.
Now, where in the world would Ovechkin get caviar that amount? How in the world would he be able to acquire such a thing? Wow. So I guess you're wondering is how expensive would it be to fill up the Stanley Cup bowl with caviar? We now have our answer.
There you go. That's
$15,000.
Like $1.50 of caviar, by the way.
Wow. So you've seen all different types of food stuff in there. Soup?
Yes.
We seen soup in there?
Soup.
What cereal have you seen in there? Come on now. What
cereal? Fruit Loops, Captain Crunch, you name it, it's been in there. Cinnamon.
Toast Crunch.
Crunch or something. Yeah.
Toast crunch.
Yeah.
The best milk.
We've seen I've seen the youngest baby in the bowl too. That's a record that we kind of keep track of.
What's the youngest baby you've seen?
20 minutes old.
20
minutes. Unbelievable as it is. 20 minutes.
Whose was this? That player?
Whose baby was this?
It was a couple that had a baby in St. Louis back in 2019.
Okay.
And there was actually a couple that was supposed to try for the record ahead of time. But she had a cesarean, and while she was being prepped after the baby was born, some other woman had the baby naturally, and she was ready to go right away. So she kind of jumped in and took over the record right then and there.
No way.
Yeah. The previous record to that was there was 6 hours, and then it got down to 97 minutes, and then 20 minutes now is the standing record.
So what is this record? People are going. What do you mean they're going for it? So is the cup in a hospital?
Pregnant women give birth,
and it's like it's a race to the finish?
It was a planned event to go there, and that's how it happened.
Oh, my gosh. I forgot these stories when the cup was here, by the way, just 1 year ago. And our director, Mr. Monaco, said, I can't take a picture with it because it jinxed the Rangers. The Rangers were jinxed anyway. Back here on the Rich Eisen Show. Last time the Edmonton Oilers were up 1-0 in a Stanley Cup final, singular, NBA Finals, plural, begins tonight. The last time the good people in Edmonton saw their Oilers up 1-0 in a Stanley Cup final back in 1990 when Peter Klima lit the lamp in Boston in triple overtime. That was after a power outage. And last night, talk about being supercharged. The folks in Edmonton at home watched game one go into overtime after the Oilers got the equalizer in the third period after falling down in this game 2-1 after scoring first. At any rate, long story short, into overtime we go. Connor McDavid makes an incredible play to find his German friend, Leon Draisaitl, to light the lamp, sending everyone in that place into an absolute, total, complete frenzy. Is there a single soul in that photograph not playing for the Florida Panthers with a Florida Panther jersey on? I don't see it. No. They're going absolutely nuts in Edmonton. And the team that was down 3-0 in last year's Stanley Cup final against Florida, only to force a game 7 to lose, is up 1-0 in this one. And here we go. The Stanley Cup final off to a great roaring start. 1-0 Oilers. I mean, you take a look at the last Oilers team to be up 1-0 in the Stanley Cup final. It's Messier, Curry. Gretzky was gone. Now Gretzky's in Edmonton as part of the Turner studio show. Pretty cool stuff.
Pretty cool.
But we'll see what happens as this season comes to a conclusion. Last time, again, folks in Canada hoisted a cup was when the Canadians did it in 1993, and we all know what happened in that one. Our friend Colin Hanks talks about the curse of McSorley, right?
Mm-hmm.
The Canadians calling the Kings on having an illegal stick. I mean, Gretzky was on that team, too. But at any rate, it's been a long time. 31 years, 31 seasons. This is 32 years later. We'll see if the Edmonton Oilers can do it. And we'll talk about it with Joshua Jackson when he joins us. A Vancouver native will be joining us on this program. What do we talk about first? This is the Mighty Ducks. Mm. Which is the hockey team we bring up first?
Mighty Ducks.
Okay. Please. We all understand what this show is all about.
District 5.
We know the mission here. You know, we understand the assignment.
So that's in hour number 3 of the program. When we come back, we'll talk to you. 844-204-RICH is the number to dial. James Edwards III, 3 sticks of the good folks of The Athletic. He covers the Knicks. He will be joining us to tell us what the hell the Knicks are up to, why they fired Tom Thibodeau, and who could be next. That's coming up next in hour number 2. As for hour number 1, another thing.
And another thing, Vonnegut.
Is The Miz a total fraud for being on that screen?
Definitely not.
He
definitely
did it once. Stop. He did it once. No. He did it once. Does that give you the Dodgers the right in perpetuity to use him?
Probably.
Tell the Dodger fans, make some noise here.
I think once you agree once, it's for life. So
is that what it is?
What are they going to do, delete
it? What if the Guardians make the World Series?
Then he's in trouble.
And he's in the stands.
It's going to be a thing. Because they're going to play it.
Oh, yeah, 1,000%.
You know what I mean?
Yeah. Oh, that would be bad.
You don't have that banked knowing that he's diehard for another city, and then that city comes to your and not use it. So, yeah, he's effed.
I don't know. just trying to put myself in his shoes. What if I mean, they did put me in a Dodger uniform and I threw out a first pitch.
You did.
Oh, you see, you're a Dodger fan.
And then,
like
the, and then the Dodgers announcer.
Well, then when you throw out the first pitch, they give you a jersey.
Didn't that, you, why'd you, I would,
but didn't the Dodgers announcer
wear it.
Say thank you, Dan Patrick?
Yes.
Did they really?
I think they did call you Dan.
Oh, a better pitch than Dan Patrick? Is that what they
said? Is that what it was?
Oh, okay. Oh, okay. Yeah.
Dan's name was uttered.
Yeah. Invoked. I don't know, man. I kind of go back and forth about it.
Put the jersey on, Rich.
It's just, Mike, listen, you are the worst fraud of them all. You are. You are.
O'Shea, for he's not here.
For
I
him
will
to
speak.
Keep on doing this speaking. Bit, which I don't know speak. If it's a bit or not.
I don't think it's a bit.
And then off camera, Monday's show, coming off of that weekend where the Yankees lost 2 of 3 and got waxed in the one game he went to on Saturday. That he comes in here with no cameras on and no microphones on, and he's like, that was tough. That was tough to sit through. I had to leave. That stunk.
It was because the amount of runs scored.
And the fact that you also say you're a Dodger fan, though. You showed your true colors when the cameras were not on.
And he wants to be your audio executive.
He does, apparently. Coco Gauff is absolutely destroying the feel-good story at the French Open right now.
Yeah. I mean, it's 2-2 in the second.
No, it's 3-2.
3-2.
You must be behind.
Yeah.
The young French lass is
she got some learning. Pipes on her, this French.
Well, I know. Well, it's just she's learning about Coco.
But it's Coco. You know what I mean? Like,
could be a Coco Sabalenka final. Ooh, everybody. Yeah. Oh, Sabalenka. And this also reminds me of the latest episode of Women's Sports Now is available right here on Roku. Everyone check that out, please. Hour number two. Coming up, James Edwards III telling us what's going on with the Knicks.
The United States Soccer Federation presents the U.S. Soccer Podcast.
Inside the opening 45 seconds. What a goal! With that cannon of a left foot. All even at one.
Never miss a game.
What a start for the United States.
Shot from distance. What a goal!
Never miss a moment.
Exquisite from the San Diegan.
Can he finish? Yes, he can!
Yeah! The U.S. Soccer Podcast. Follow and listen on your favorite platform.